The psalmist says, shout for joy to the Lord. Do what? Shout for joy? Yeah, we shout when our team scores a touchdown or when we get a surprise visitor at Thanksgiving. But beyond that, that's not something that really comes naturally for us, is it? It's much easier to groan for frustration. I tend to focus on what's not there and being frustrated about that rather than being thankful for what I do have. So the one who's got all the money in the world, he longs for friendship. And the one who has all the friends in the world, well, he longs for love. And the one who has love longs for money. And so the cycle goes. As you sit down at the Thanksgiving table this year with the feast spread before you, maybe you're going to be thinking about not so much what is there, but what isn't there. The table won't be quite as full because a loved one passed away. The wine won't be quite as nice this year because you lost a job. A relative won't eat as much this year because her cancer treatments have robbed her of her appetite. The feelings won't be as warm this year because a marriage is on the rocks. Maybe you'll be thinking about the things that aren't there instead of the things that are. Shouting for joy to the Lord is not something that comes natural to us. But knowing the secret to contentment, that is the key. There was once a legend about a man who stumbled on the barn that Satan used to store his seeds that he sowed into the human heart. After seeing that the seeds of discouragement were more numerous than all the others, the man learned that those seeds could grow almost anywhere. But after questioning Satan reluctantly admitted that there was one place that he could not get those seeds to grow and thrive. And where's that? The man asked. Well, Satan sadly replied, in the heart of a grateful person. So what do you have to be grateful for? What do you have to shout for joy to the Lord about? Sometimes we're so surrounded by blessings that we actually lose sight of the most important ones, the shout-worthy ones. The psalmist boils it down for us. He says, know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Satan cannot enter into the heart of someone who constantly reminds themselves of these truths. God made you, and He loves you. He loved you so much that He sent His Son to die for you on the cross. You are now His. Let's pray. Lord, give me a joyful heart by reminding me that You are mine and I am Yours. Amen.